And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Whose permit are we using? Did you ever need to get a permit, like a business permit, a permit from the city? Whose permit are we using? Next one we're going to deal with, the persecution. Tis not over. A lot of people thinking, oh, the 23rd, that's the day. If you really believe that, then you wouldn't have paid your rent for September. Here's the next thing you want to know. Poisoned to spiritual death. Something I came across today. Didn't realize I was poisoning myself, but apparently, in many ways, I am. And then we're going to close out this hour with the Facebook post, Leaving Everything?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Big shout out to Eric Rader doing a fantastic job for me while I was on Spoon Vacay. That is a new phrase we're using on here. Spoon Vacay. Did an excellent job. If you did not have that chance to hear, fantastic. And boy, I hear things are going really well at the appeal and the things that we're trying to do to help people. Fantastic. So a big thank you. In fact, I want to thank each and every one of you who are listening. Thank you. Okay, that's enough. Today we're going to cover lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations. I did spend a week with my grandchildren. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. I did spend a week with my children. Notice that I always switch those. And so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210. K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Breaking out, living some life.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Again, shout outs to everybody that did a fantastic job while I was away. It wasn't actually a vacation. It sounded that way because I was gone Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But it wasn't really a vacation as much as a family gathering. That part was fantastic. But, you know, traveling, getting on airplanes, getting in cars, doing all that stuff. There was less of a workload, but then there was a new workload because Grandpa had to learn to entertain a 1.5-year-old. Fortunately for me, I just did the entire show that I was going to do Thursday and Friday for my granddaughter, and she thought it was great. But then again, she doesn't understand anything that I say, so that worked out really nice. She just smiled at me like, good job, whoever you are. It was kind of fun. Let's get a couple of things taken care of. Business is always a part of what we do. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasool. Sam is the man, and we always say, RealEstateThinkSam.com. 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 Maybe you are looking at homes to purchase. Maybe you are looking to sell your home. Get in touch with Sam. Talk to him. See what he's got to say. He does know, like a lot of good real estate agents, he knows the trends. He knows where things are heading. And he's one of the few people that will say, don't buy a house yet. That doesn't happen a lot, but I like a guy that'll say, yeah, now's not the time. That's what he told me about 2 years ago. It's not yet for you. Like, okay. And I appreciate that honesty. If you want to talk to somebody you can rely on, Sam is the guy. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. And if it's not for you and if it's for somebody else, then we say, send them to Sam. Ooh, that's good. I haven't done that for a while. Send them to Sam. I can't do the next line because I think I'd get in trouble for it. All right. Additionally, we're going to cover a little bit of what's bugging me. And here they come. Brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. EcolaTermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Okay.
I feel like I'm in Texas again.
I want to just say something about what's bugging me. Now, this is an interesting what's bugging me. Okay, kind of a different one. So we went to Texas, and we had told 10 people, hey, we're going to Texas, go see my grandkids. And everybody's like, oh, that's so fantastic. You see your kids, you see your grandkids. And then almost everybody said, it's really dirty there. It's really dry there. I mean, we must have heard that Texas is like an Arizona desert, you know, multiple times. And so when we got there, we were kind of expecting a little bit of a desert because that's what people told us. Hey, guess what? There's something really funny in Texas that a lot of people don't know. Ready? They're called trees. And not only that, but they have this other really weird thing. We don't have a lot of it here. It's called grass. And so they have grass and trees and bushes and, you know, they don't have mountains. That's true. And they don't have the ocean. That's true. Although where we were, there was a 10-mile-long lake. So it's not like it was bad. It was kind of cool. But there's an expectation that you and I can settle into on certain things and maybe be a little more negative. And it's not that people aren't trying to help. But let's say you're going to a new job and somebody says, yeah, that place, they do this or they do this or this happens a lot. You know, that ain't always true. So don't always lower the expectation, although it is nice to have that expectation exceeded. Keep in mind that what the Lord has planned for you is much better than you think what the Lord has planned for you, even if we're talking landscaping. Yeah. All right. Let's get ready to do our DDD. And as we get ready to do that, I have a couple things I definitely want to say. I want to make a brief comment to all the hoopla that's going around on the internet that the rapture is taking place the 23rd of September and that there won't be a 24th of September for any true Bible-believing Christian. I just want to say for all those people that genuinely believe that, I have a trust fund that I have created, and I would like you to donate into my trust fund. And that way, if you're right and I don't go there with you, at least you're leaving me with something. I'm going to get something out of it. For the rest of you who are going, what are you talking about? There's a big sweep through the internet saying that the 23rd is the rapture day. Forget that we don't know the day or the hour. Forget that we don't know the seasons. Forget that we don't know this, need to know the seasons. Forget any of that stuff. Date picking is so 80s. Really? It's so 80s. Come on. And somebody is actually thinking out there, well, if we have enough people that can believe it, it could happen. No, that's not how theology works. God has set a time. Your calculator is not a part of it. So, yeah, not really. All right, let's get into our first DDD, devotional diamond of the day. This just came the other day. I really like this. Whose permit are we using? 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 7. For I do not wish to see you now, just in passing. For I hope to remain with you for some time, if the Lord permits. Ah, the permit of God. You see, there's our plans, and there's his plans. So let's use this, rapture taking third. And some people out there are going, well, what if it does happen the 23rd, Dave? Well, I won't care about the 24th, will I? So it doesn't matter. I won't have to prep for the following Monday show, will I? But the Lord has a plan, and we have a plan. And the Lord has a design, and we have a design. And to say that you don't have a design is often not true. You have a desire, you have a design, you have something you'd like to see come together. And it wasn't any different from the Apostle Paul, who wanted to hang out with the people at Corinth for a long time. He didn't want to do a short visit because he was like, I want to hang out. I want to stay with you guys. I'm hoping to remain with you for some time. We can really talk about things and get into things, understand this, understand this. But then he takes all that and he goes, what? If the Lord permits. So I'll use this as my little launch pad for an old story that happened to me, and I've told it before, and I'll tell it again. In Flagstaff, Arizona, when we were planning on opening our first service at the church, and the city told us no. And we were like, well, we're trying to get an occupation permit so we can hold our service. And they were no. And we were like, well, why not? Because it's not zoned that way. Oh, come on. You just got to give me a permit. What are we going to do? We don't want you to interfere with the bars over there. We're not going to interfere with the bars. Those are the people we want to talk to. We're not going to sit there and jump on them. So there's a little bit of a back and forth. And I remember that just a week and a half before, or a week before, like 8-9 days before, I was praying. I went into the city to talk to the guy at the zoning commission. You ever go to a zoning planning and zoning commission in a city? If you don't know what you're doing, it can be tough. And I said, they're not going to grant me a permit, and I'm trying to figure out what I can do to get around it. He goes, well, what's the property title? And I gave him the property address. He goes, huh. He comes back in. He looks at me. He goes, it's zoned for a church. I said, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, it looks like 6 years ago it was zoned for a church and nobody rezoned it. He goes, so you can use it. I remember thinking, if the Lord permits. It's like God granted me a permit when the city said no. Ha ha. They didn't unpermit it. Guess what? We held our first service. It was fantastic. And then we had an opportunity to minister to the community for years after that. Just one of those things that if the Lord has a plan in it, doesn't really matter what everybody else's plan is. God's plan seems to come to fruition. Yay! All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my KPRZ clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to Maranatha Chapel in San Diego to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets Wednesday, September 20th at 7 p.m. This unique celebration is a tradition for the family at Maranatha. It's an inspirational reminder and rehearsal of end times prophecy. Pastor Ray offers a biblical look at the Feast of Trumpets and a special message. For information and directions, go to events.maranathachapel.org or call 858-613-7800.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Dr. Hanali was warned that a Taliban attack was expected in Kabul, Afghanistan. But after 11 years serving as salt and light there, she couldn't imagine that she'd become a childless widow in a matter of moments. Hanali survived because she wasn't at home during the attack. Today, a black headstone honors the memory of her husband and two children in their native South Africa with the words, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." Pray for the church in Afghanistan, which grows steadily despite the Taliban's oppressive grip. And pray God will work mightily, not only among believers, but even among the Taliban and other Muslims.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
That was weird.
Hey, sometimes you have mechanical things that happen on the radio. Guess what? It's like your car, your computer, or your television. Sometimes it goes blip, 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 and that's fine. Well, okay, it's not as fine when it happens to television in the middle of a movie. But, you know, it's fine. You will survive it. All right, couple things to roll with you in. Our very good friend Steve Wheeler going to be joining us tomorrow afternoon. We're going to get a chance to hear the latest updates. He's got so much going on. I mean, I think he's stressing out, which is not good. So we want to pray for him that he just kind of relaxes, does the best he can, does the best ministry he can, brings it up before the Lord. That's what you and I need. Well, that's what other people need, too. And so I'm going to lift up Whitefields to you and encourage you to pray for Whitefields Ministries, pray for Steve, pray for his wife, pray for his staff as they are trying to make the best decisions. These guys are planting churches where there are no churches to support. They are out there advancing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, telling people about the necessity to acknowledge and surrender to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, bringing about the gospel of peace. Ooh, I better be careful. I can start preaching. Here is what I want to tell you. Pray for these guys. They help these pastors with seminary-level educational support, inspirational support, financial support. They help these villages with clean drinking water. It's great stuff. That's what you want. Great stuff. Whitefields.org. That is their website. Steve will join us tomorrow. Give us the latest on the happenings. Please keep them in prayer. It would be greatly appreciated. Also, don't forget about our 12th annual Pastor's Appreciation Lunch taking place at City View Church October 5th on a Thursday. Keynote speaker, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Yay! Food is provided by the French Gourmet, and seating is limited, so you want to register, kprz.com. We encourage you to take care of that as soon as you can. And then I also want to mention about marriage, the family life together weekend to remember, because great marriages don't just happen. Again, I'm going to give this credit to a longtime friend, Brian Smith, saying even the greatest athletes in the world go through training, spring training, and they do that to tune things up. Maybe your marriage is doing great. Maybe it's not doing great. Maybe it's time for a little encouragement. Maybe it's time for a little spring training. They got something taking place October 27th through the 29th in Carlsbad, and also November 17th through the 19th in La Jolla. If you use the promo code weekend, you can save $100. You go to weekendtoremember.com. Weekendtoremember.com. Okay, how you doing, Agent Square? Is everything okay? We're all right. We're breathing. Everything, you know, that we know. Okay? Just making sure. All right. Let's go into our next DDD, talking about persecution not being over. Here's something that I struggle with, and I think a lot of Christians, there's a part of us in our faith that recognize that there is going to be this time where the Lord calls us, and we're gonna go home. So when is that going to happen? Don't know. But there is a lot of strong encouragement in Scripture for us to endure. Okay, the idea for Christians is not really one of escapism. When the early church was persecuted, they just simply took that gospel and spread it to the four corners of the earth. One thing that God used was this terrible persecution. It was called the Great Persecution against the church. God used that to spread the gospel. See, because God can use anything that he wants to do what he wants. So I want to talk to you about somebody who understood the maturity of it all, and that would be Moses. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 through 26. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. Ooh. Moses did this by faith. And if you're familiar with Hebrews chapter 11, we call it often the Hall of Fame of Faith because there are so many great faith stories. And faith is the method by which God has chosen for people to operate with him. God grants grace and mercy, extends his love, but he uses this operation called faith. And you're thinking, well, why? Well, ultimately, the simplest answer is because that's the one he chose, and that's what you get to do. But the other part of that answer is it creates a reliance, a dependence on him. And you're thinking, I'm not dependent. I'm an American. I don't depend on anybody. Yeah. If the gas station didn't fill up the gas where you go put gas in your car under self-serve, you wouldn't be driving anywhere. You're more dependent than you might want to acknowledge. And how about this? Scripture's clear that you only breathe because God has given you the extension of breath on every breath you take. So you're pretty dependent. That's all I'm saying. You're pretty dependent. And so Mo, operating under faith, makes a decision. It says, when he was grown up, now we're talking about maturity. Growing up has to do with maturity. When he was grown, none of this, I'm going to be like this. Well, I don't like you. You're a Christian. You don't think the way I do. Nah, nah, nah. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. Okay, grow up, right? That's what Scripture tells you. Come on, mature. And when he was grown up, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God. He made a choice to suffer, and he made the choice willfully. For most of us, or for me to suffer means that the Lord has to orchestrate angels, demons, circumstances, and everything, because I am often not walking into willful. I find myself there. I just am not often walking into it willfully because I am not that mature. But Moses was mature, and he was like, I am going to choose to suffer. I am going to choose not to have cotton candy, you know, Christianity. I'm not going to have greasy grace. I'm going to choose to walk the way that God intended. And the Scripture says that he chose rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. In other words, or stated differently, the suffering that he had to endure won out over self-satisfaction, which teaches everybody that being a Christian has nothing to do with if it feels good, do it. Because that's sinful. If Jesus would do it, do it. That, now you get into something that's more real, more genuine. Because suffering over self-satisfaction is a maturity decision for Christians to make. And that's why if there comes a point where the Lord tarries and we have to make a decision between suffering with the church, the genuine church, or being a part of the world and accepted by them, you better make your choice early. And you better stand firm in it if you're looking to spend eternity with God. And then he says this, in verse 26, it says this, he considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt. Oh, that by the grace of God, you and I would understand that the kingdom wealth and eternal wealth and the true value and treasures are not in this world, but in the rewards that come in the next from him who will oversee it all. Let's be mature and make this decision to be like the people of God and not like the world, even if it means a few more ouches. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You've heard about Ecola's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from Ecola to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we can count on Ecola Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Dr. Tony Evans says problems in your marriage are a lot like problems with your plumbing and ought to be dealt with in much the same way. He explains as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
See, what happens in marriage is this. It's like a backup in a sink, you know, when your sink backs up, because there's a lot of junk in there. There's a lot of stuff in there that can go hidden for a while till it builds up. Then when it builds up, it backs up. And husbands get ticked off because all this junk starts backing up. I didn't know you had that dirt over there. I didn't know you had this clog over there. It was there all the time. It just hadn't backed up yet. But now it starts backing up, and all of a sudden the sink gets full of this dirt, this grime. You don't say, I'm going to leave you, kitchen, because you backed up on me. I'm never going to have anything to do with you again, sink. You call the plumber. When junk backs up, you don't quit. You bring in a pro. Mister, you the pro. And when your wife backs up, when her history backs up, when the pressure at work backs up, when circumstances back up, you're not to leave. You are her sanctifier. Why? So that you can cleanse her. Things from her past, things from her history. Maybe she was abused by her father. Maybe she was raised around a domineering mother. That didn't disappear just because you came on the scene. You are the sanctifier.
Learn more about how God calls men to serve their families and how fulfilling it is when they do. Get a copy of Dr. Evans' best-selling book, Kingdom Man. It's available at TonyEvans.org, along with study guides, leaders' guides, and everything you need to promote God's view of manhood in your home or church. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Step
after step, I am ready to live. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Excellent way to go about that. Don't forget about our different opportunities. Facebook, you can go to KPRZ Facebook page for inspirational and encouraging elements, as well as ways to connect to the Christian community. I want to say big thank you for the people that were listening on Tuesday and Wednesday in regards to Cross International. Hey, that one-time $60 gift will help kids who are suffering in one of the biggest humanitarian crises since the end of World War II. You just call 866-946-8233. 866-946-8233, or you can go directly on KPRZ.com and give that way. We would encourage you to do so. A couple new things that are on my list, and so I'm going to have to give verification, but I just want to make sure that if I say I'm wrong, I have got my own Agent Squires to come in and save the day with his secret weapon called He Knows Better Than I Do. That's the secret weapon. We have of wardrobes and rings and other things with Token and Lewis going to be taking place Saturday, October 21st at City View Church. And if you're trying to figure out, well, what is all of that? You know how people say there's never anything to do because there's no entertainment, Christian entertainment? I would say, Agent Squires, this would be something that people could label as something entertaining, challenging, to do. Would that be right?
They say that down here in San Diego, that there's nothing to do.
Yeah, I know.
I'm from Bakersfield. There's nothing to do.
You know, there is truth spoken there, sir. There is truth, I say. They've got the tickets that are on sale at KPRZ.com. You know, it seems like everything is on KPRZ.com, right? I mean, it seems like
correct you can. Mundo.
Yeah, I think that if we can just get the straw done correctly, you can just get your nutrients directly from the screen, and then you never have to look at anything else.
We're working on that.
Okay. All right. I do want to say one more time that if anything does happen Saturday and there is some kind of spiritual cataclysmic event, it better not be revolved around the Michigan game. That's all I got to say. That's all I'm going with on that one. Get ready, because I have a spiritual challenge for you. I came across this today, and I did not like it because I think I am guilty on too many fronts when I share with you this one thing that I think I picked up on in Acts chapter 8. This is entitled Poisoned to Spiritual Death. Acts chapter 8, verse 18 through 24. This is right after the great persecution in the church, and everybody was going around preaching and ministering the gospel, and Philip had ended up going into the Samaritan area, and after he went there, was told the apostles that, hey, the Samaritans are really responding, and so then Peter and John come down there to say, hey, what's happening, so on and so forth, and then they prayed, and the Holy Spirit fell on the believers who were out there. This is in the midst of that, Acts chapter 8, verse 18 through 24. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money. Give me this power as well, he said, so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter replied, may your silver perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in our ministry, because your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of your wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps he will forgive you for the intent of your heart. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and captive to iniquity. Then Simon answered, pray to the Lord for me so that nothing you have said may happen to me. Quite the exchange between Simon, some call Simon the sorcerer, because Simon had been pretty apt at deceiving people and convincing people that he was a great power. And then Philip comes down there, and Philip's preaching the gospel, and Simon, he knows he's a fraud, he knows he's a liar, but he sees Philip preaching the gospel, and he's seeing miracles, and now he's intrigued, because what he was doing by deception, Philip, in preaching the gospel, was doing by the power of the Holy Spirit. So now there's a challenge going on in Simon's mind. And the scripture goes as far as to say that Simon believed and was baptized. Big argument as to whether he was really saved or not. Not the issue. Here's the issue. When Peter and John got there, they're praying for people, laying hands on people, and people are receiving the Holy Spirit. And when Simon sees this, he says, this is it right here. This is the real power of God. Wow, I want to be a part of that. So he tries to, what? Buy his way in. You know, that's not that different than a lot of people who try to earn their way in. They're trying to earn their way into the kingdom of God with good works, because then it's a debtedness and they've earned it. Yeah, well, it's not enough good works that will ever make that happen, because your life is not a checkbook. It's not a ledger. It doesn't matter. But he says, hey, I want that power that's coming from you, that unbelievable power. And you're laying hands on people and the Holy Spirit's coming on people. It's like, I want to have access to that. And Peter calls him out and says, no, dude, you got to repent and you got to pray. He didn't say you were lost and you will never get saved. He said you need to repent of your wickedness, and you need to pray to the Lord. Perhaps God will grant you some form of grace and you can get your way towards the kingdom of God. But right now, your heart is dark. And then Peter drops what I think is a big miss on my part. He says, I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and captive to iniquity. That's trouble. Peter says, I see that you are poisoned by bitterness. How many of us who even have a genuine smidge of faith or more have been poisoned in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts by bitterness? By disappointment, by breaks, by breaches, by failures, by offenses of other people. How many of us have allowed bitterness into our lives and understand that that bitterness poisons us? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15 says that nobody should fall short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grow up and cause trouble and defile. Many of us have gotten through on grace and have extended mercy and forgiveness, but there are areas of bitterness that we have not dealt with. There are things that have happened, divorced relationships, children that are just not connected with us in some capacity, jobs where we feel like we've been hurt and wounded, people in our own family lying to us and saying things that are incorrect, and that allows this bitterness to fester. And when bitterness is inside of us, it's like a poison. And it makes us captive to sin. Now, there's a bunch of you out there, not one or two. And that bitterness has grown, and it makes you enslaved to a sinfulness and a side of you that's sinful and quickly sinful. And that bitterness leads to captivity of that iniquity. And you know what?
We got to get rid of that. Got to clear that out. Get that stuff out of there. We don't want to allow roots of bitterness to grow up inside us so that we can be poisoned, and by that poison be captive to sin. It's a bad thing. Bad thing, man.
And so Simon says, Peter says to Simon, he says, look, man, you are poisoned by bitterness and you're captive to iniquity. And then his response is a good response. Pray that this doesn't happen to me. Pray that I don't go so far I can't recover. Right. Well, there are too many believers that are captive to iniquity because they're bitter. Don't let bitterness throw you into captivity. That's just the devil winning, not the eternal warfare, but the growth of Jesus Christ in your life right now. Ask the Lord to get you free from that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes, one who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry. Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Mount Miguel Covenant Village and CAPS Pregnancy Clinics. Reserve your seat at kprz.com. or on the K-Praise app.
My friends, Tom Lewis for Cross International. This is a critical month for children in the country of Kenya and South Sudan. Also critical month, as you well know, for those families suffering in the Houston, Texas area and surrounding communities. Through Cross International, you can give a double blessing gift. Here's how it works. When you give your gift for Africa to feed a child through the next 5 months, through the end of January, that is a $60 one-time gift. That provides the food they need for these suffering children and families. But when you call the number I'm about to give you, you can add on a special love gift for the families and friends in Houston that have been through so much. Let me give you the number. You can use your credit card when you call 866-946-8233, 866-946-8233. Let's be the hands and feet of Christ. Call right now. Call 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
Nobody ever comes to Christ because somebody hit him in the mouth or gave him a black eye and won an argument. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. I've never heard anyone say this in their testimony. I lost an argument, the guy hit me right in the face, and while I was bleeding, I turned my life over to Christ. No. Instead, I hear people saying, someone led me to Christ in the most gentle and gracious manner. Didn't have all the answers to my questions, but I couldn't get over the love that person had for me. Remember the old adage, love the sinner, hate the sin? Hey, take it to heart. Let God deal with the sin issue in another person. You concentrate on the love side.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. I'm not where I belong.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Good news. We have some real good news from different things that are taking place in different ministries. And I just want to let everybody know who's in the audience that you guys are great. I mean, we really appreciate the love, the commitment, the prayers. You know, you get some people and you pray for people and things happen and things change. I've had that happen with my own grandchildren, with my own children. In fact, I do have a new prayer request that I'd like to toss up there, and that is my son has to have an examination going on in his throat on Thursday. And so I just like prayer for my son. His name is Josh. Just pray for him. The Lord just kind of touch him and encourage him. And, you know, we're not overly concerned, but anytime anything happens and it's a procedure, you go, ugh. At least I do. Let's get ready to not say word rumble. Let's get ready to do our DDD called Leave Everything. Oh, here's a tough one. Matthew chapter 4, verse 21 through 22. I feel like I sound like a Muppet today more than usual. Matthew chapter 4, verse 21 through 22. Going on from there, he saw two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. So for those that are unaware, this is Jesus calling James and John. You know, Peter, James, and John. Again, for those that are unaware, Luke chapter 5, verse 10 makes it clear that Peter and Andrew are partners with James and John. So everybody's thinking, oh, these 12 guys that got together, they didn't know each other. It's like, no. Peter and Andrew were in a partnership, some format of a partnership, with John and James. They knew each other. There was a connection. And Jesus called them over. You guys all know each other. Come, follow me. But I want you to see in the description that he talks about for John and James what they had to do. Jesus called them, second set of brothers. First brothers, Peter and Andrew. Second set of brothers, James and John. They had to leave the boat. What's the boat, folks? What's the boat? Zebedee, their dad, is in the boat, mending the nets. What's the boat? The boat is the business. It's the family biz. What? It's the family business. Fishing for you. Fishers are us. Got fish? Whatever it was called. But they had to walk away from the boat. They had to what? In order to follow Jesus, this wasn't going to be, hey, we're going to follow you to the end of the block, and then we're going to turn around and go back to our business. And that's, unfortunately, what too many Christians do. They follow Jesus to the end of the block, and then they turn around and go back. These guys left their business interests, and the scripture says, and their father. Now, that commitment has become more than a financial letting go. It has now become also an emotional letting go, because John and James, well, though there's no indication that they were ostracized in any way, there's no indication that they could never return or anything along those lines, but in fact, in following Jesus, they left the business and they left their family in order to follow Jesus. Okay. Would you? I didn't write it. Would you leave the business and leave the family? Would you leave everything? If you knew it was God, would you leave everything? I like that caveat, because some people say, if I knew it was God, I would. And I do think that it is a specific call for specific people, depending on what it is, but not from a heart point of view. Everybody is called to leave everything for the sake of the gospel. And they left everything, the business and the family, and they followed Jesus, because there is only one worthy to abandon everything for, and his name is Jesus Christ. Now, there are many people out there that abandon their families and abandon their businesses in order to start a new business. Ever hear that? Oh, man, if you're going to be in, you got to be 100% in. You got to give up everything. You're going to have to sleep on the couch. You're going to have to eat, you know, macaroni and tuna fish. You know, ramen noodles is going to become your luxury. We know stories about that. They're never ending. People making strong commitments to enable their business to get off the ground, to move it forward. Nothing wrong with that. Putting time and energy and effort into a business adventure. What's wrong with that? Without those things, there's many other things that you couldn't do. But that's not what is being challenged. Would you leave everything more than that just for Jesus? Let's say there was no earthly retirement plan. Well, there's a retirement plan. It's just not an earthly one. There's no 401k the way that Marty can explain it for us. But would you give up your business and would you give up your family if Jesus said, follow me? And then here's the justification that I hear from people. Well, he would never say that. Well, apparently he did in Matthew chapter 4. So I don't know why you would say he'd never say that. He said it. Maybe he wants you to follow him that way too. I don't know. But would you leave everything for Jesus? Yes or no? Don't give me, I know the salvation. I'm not asking any of that. You're there. You believe. You're going to follow? And will you leave everything for him? He's the only one worthy to leave everything for. More than any business, more than any adventure, more than any idea, more than any vision, following Jesus is the one righteous place to abandon everything else and to follow hard after the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere. Smiling and shaking, I'll be dancing
and breaking. More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.